The Governor of the Reserve Bank has given the strongest indication yet that interest rates are heading still lower. And in a speech in Adelaide today, Philip Lowe made a pointed reference to the jobs situation, specifically underemployment. He also repeated a plea to state and federal governments for a bit more help, saying the central bank can't rescue the Australian economy all by itself. Our business reporter David Taylor has been poring over that speech. Here's his report.
Philip Lowe barely leaves the stage.
Can everybody please join me in thanking Governor Lowe again?
Before copping criticism for not going into bat sooner for Australian borrowers. Analyst Evan Lucas from independent advisory firm InvestSmart.
The reason he's copping criticism is inactivity. He could have and should have probably reacted sooner.
Prominent financial commentator Michael Pascoe took to Twitter saying Dr. Lowe had effectively conceded in his speech he got it wrong and should have cut interest rates earlier. Former economic advisor to Julia Gillard, Stephen Koukoulis, wrote, quote, "It's extraordinary the RBA has gotten away largely uncriticised for stuffing up economic policy in the last few years." This is what all the fuss is about. In Dr. Lowe's concluding remarks, he drops this bombshell.
The most recent data, including the GDP and labour market data, do not suggest we are making any inroads into the economy's spare capacity. Given this, the possibility of lower interest rates remains on the table.
That central banker speak for policy isn't working like we thought it would, so expect more rate cuts. Philip Lowe has a heavy responsibility to maintain sustainable economic growth and to keep Australians in work. But it's that mandate that's now looking very shaky. Despite an ongoing jobs boom, too many Australians need more work and higher pay. Deloitte Access economics partner Chris Richardson.
And as the Governor noted in the speech today, unemployment rate in New South Wales and Victoria has been 4.5% for a while, and yet wage growth still only 2.5% in those states.
But that raises an interesting point, though. Can we can assume, can't we, that there's a jobs boom ongoing right around Australia, apart from a few pockets, a few states, but we're still not getting that wage growth. So can you say confidently that in order to get that wage growth, we need to see major structural reform so that people don't have to rely on casual work, don't have to rely on part-time work?
And that's the catch-22. The Reserve Bank is saying, well, to get wages moving faster and inflation a little higher, we need unemployment lower. But it's not clear they can get there without a helping hand.
The Reserve Bank Governor freely concedes as much.
Public policy has other options. I've long been a very strong advocate for investment in infrastructure. And I think now's the right time to do it. The Australian government can borrow at the cheapest rate that it can since we became a federation.
Philip Lowe's current objective is to put more money in people's pockets, to spend in shops around the country. Some commentators are already pointing the Reserve Bank to the merits of quantitative easing or buying bonds from the government. It's also called money printing and is a way of more effectively driving down interest rates across the economy. But for now, Dr. Lowe doesn't want to go there. Chris Richardson again.
So almost certainly two more rate cuts, the next of which may be as soon as next month, the one after that, November, possibly one more. But at that stage, that third one would bring the Reserve Bank's rate down to 0.5%. The banks wouldn't really be saving any money from that because they couldn't really trim the rates they pay to deposit as much. So you'd be running out of ammunition, running out of impacts on the economy by that stage.
Did the Reserve Bank Governor's speech today leave you with an uncomfortable feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Look, it's a tough gig. You know, that thought that around the world growth is showing up more in profits and jobs and less in wages does say it's a lot harder to get faster wage growth than it used to be. And, of course, it's wage growth and the result of that, inflation, that central bankers around the world are really worried about.
The financial markets are looking through today's speech and into a new era of extremely low interest rates. Today, the interest rate on Australian 10-year bonds, a pointer to future interest rates, hit an all-time low. At roughly the same time, the price of gold in Australian dollar terms hit an all-time high. Evan Lucas again.
The bond market is getting more and more pessimistic. So people are buying all the safe havens they can get. Bond markets are the best safe haven assets you can get your hands on. And that shows you very clearly that they believe the investors out there believe that sometime in the future, the economy will get very, very rocky. In the US, it's even worse. The markets over there are actually forecasting recession in the US.
The Australian dollar remains at a 10-year low.
Business reporter David Taylor.